When you go to the doctor, it's likely they aren't the first medical professional you'll see in the office. That's because nurses account for the largest group of healthcare professionals. During National Nurses Week, NWPB's health reporter Rachel Sun spoke with retired nurse Laura Rogers about her career and perspective on the future of the profession.
When Laura Rogers started her career in 1984, she says few people recognized the importance of work that nurses like her did.
We used to be the doctor's handmaiden, get him his coffee and all that kind of stuff.
She says back then, nurses were almost always women. Her case was unusual. She started nursing after her husband began his career as a nurse.
My mother was always really funny. She would always say that my husband was a male nurse, and then she'd say, well, Laura's just a nurse. And we're not just nurses. We do so many things on a daily basis that people don't really see behind the scenes.
Over the years, Laura worked in intensive care units, progressive care units, home health, and taught nursing in Kuwait. She later taught local students puberty and sexual health classes through her work in public health. Though nurses get more recognition today, Laura says it's still not always what it should be. The field also has taken a beating in the past few years. Nurses and other health professions saw a sharp increase in turnover during the pandemic. Part of the solution, Laura says, is paying nurses more for the work they do.
Nurses, they provide an invaluable service, especially when I was doing it. I don't really think that we were adequately compensated.
Reporting in Clarkston, I'm Rachel Sun.